State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details. AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
And we are back here at the Backwoods Backstage with none other than the man himself.
Yes.
Himothy, the man who made it all possible, none other than Mr. Jay Carter.
How my brother. Doing? I'll clap a little bit for that. Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Turn it up, man.
Thank y'all for being here. It's your first time here. We've been talking about this for a minute.
It's our first time having a lounge in here.
Yeah.
We done snuck into plenty of these.
Yeah, we
kind of fly,
here.
Though.
Yeah.
It's kind of fly, though, now, the way y'all got this thing kind of set up here.
But this all our first time, including one music fest in Piedmont.
Say that.
In the heart of the city of ATL. I guess lit. What does that mean for you and like the whole entire festival to be putting it on in one of the biggest event spaces of Atlanta?
Yeah, actually, I mean, it is the biggest event space. I mean, if you do an outdoor multi-stage festival, I mean, you're in Atlanta, your dream is to be in Piedmont Park. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it is the heart of Atlanta. I mean, it's the perfect landscape and canvas to kind of create an incredible experience, you know. So being here was always the vision, always a dream. So it's kind of surreal, just kind of seeing it all come together. And folks out there, beautiful, man, having a good time. You know what I'm saying? Making new friendships, new connections. I got Backwoods here. I got 85 South here.
Yes.
I mean, this is Black culture at its best.
We've literally been saying it all weekend. Like, it feel like a cookout. Like, we
at
our cousin's cookout or something.
I'm glad you brought that up because I was going to see, I know this the last day for this one, but I need about 75 passes.
75.
For old Black men to set up grills throughout the spot. Only thing missing is the smoke.
I
got
that.
A gang of uncles who want to pull up out there with trucks and sell rib sandwiches and chop pork. We'll rap about that later on.
I got some ideas. I see the vision, though. You know what I'm saying? They got to have on the black socks and sandals. They got to have the whole look. Yeah,
towel on the shoulder.
Come on now.
Now, this is what's been really, like, the biggest surprise to me. I know it's a lot of invited guests here, a lot of invited performers. But it's a lot of people popping up, a lot of special guests, a lot of people backstage, man. Have you seen anybody here that you was like, oh, it's my guy?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I only found out 2 days before it happened, but, you know, J. Cole coming and hopping on stage with Janet.
J. Cole was legendary.
That was one of those things that just kind of came together at the last minute. But due to security, man, now we kind of know who's floating around back here.
Word.
Yeah.
Word. Yeah. I love how that security is.
Yeah.
It looked like a Falcons game back here.
Yeah. Gotta keep us safe, man.
You know what I'm saying? It's not even just about, like, not just the safety, just the people who in positions and they taking it real serious. It's a few ladies who won't let nobody go past.
That's right.
Where they stand.
The
women's security out here is not playing.
That's right.
Ain't no, they said nobody come back here. I don't care about no wristbands or none of that.
Well, you got a lot of crazy fans, man. So we gotta make sure y'all safe.
I appreciate
back
there,
man.
That.
You know what I'm saying?
Surely appreciate that.
So we gotta keep y'all secure.
Now, you've always held one music fest in Atlanta, and you've been here quite some time yourself, but you aren't necessarily an Atlanta native. You're from New York. Why did you choose Atlanta as a place to start one music fest and continue to make it its home?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, honestly, if you think about it, I don't think one music fest could have started anywhere but Atlanta. But I moved to Atlanta when I was in ninth grade. I mean, I went to Miller Grove and Renan High School.
Period.
I mean, that's kind of as Atlanta as you going. Yeah, that's going. So, but I mean, I think Atlanta's the perfect backdrop, man. I mean, this is baby Wakanda for real. You know what I'm saying? I mean, as when you look at the black professionals, mayors, city council, you know, I mean, it breathes black excellence. You know what I'm saying? Could this have happened in New York? Honestly, probably not.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I think Atlanta sets the perfect stage for one music fest and also a stage to let the world realize that black culture is bigger than what media depicts on television and everything else.
Atlanta just one of them cities, man. It's, like you said, the black excellence.
That's right.
You'll see a black man backing up a fire truck like a Cadillac on the middle of the street. And you just
busting that legal U-turn.
Yeah.
It's just beautiful, man.
That's blackness. Ultimate blackness.
Yeah. That Janet Jackson set last night was crazy.
She crushed it, bro.
Did you get to catch it?
She crushed it, man. You know what I'm saying? I think she was also a little excited about being there, man. I mean, when you typically think about your standard Janet Jackson audience or crowd, it probably don't look like that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, when's the last time you seen a Kodak Black fan club at a Janet Jackson show? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I think that's the other thing. It's the unity, man. Like how we just try to take different pockets of our culture and just bring them together in a safe space to feel celebrated. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, people always ask you when you have things like this, it's like, did you ever see it this big?
I'm gonna be truthful. When we started building this thing out, I never limited it, you know what I'm saying? I never said how big it can go. I mean, I was inspired by Bonnaroo, by Lollapalooza, by Coachella. You know what I'm saying? The first one only had like 2,500 people. You know what I'm saying? We got 100,000 people this weekend, man. So can it go bigger? Possibly. I'd love to see it bigger, man. So I think too many times black folks, we put limitations on how big something can be and how far it can go. I never did that with this brand, man. So I think this is a good showing of don't limit yourself, man. Just keep going.
It's truly amazing to see what you put together.
And I appreciate it.
I see the trickle-down effect. So once Beyonce went on tour with Renaissance, they created a term called a halo effect, meaning all the businesses that reap benefits because of this event being taken place here. So it's like it's giving opportunities to other business owners, entrepreneurs, like artists, nail techs, stylists, all these people that are employed. But even specifically, I know that you yourself like made it a point to do that with One Music Fest in general, with partnering with black brands and other businesses. So tell us about like what partnerships you made sure that you wanted to implement.
No, that's another great question. But I mean, we got an entire market. Merchant Village out there with over 50 different black-owned brands. Majority of our food vendors and food trucks are black-owned as well. I mean, the economic impact to Atlanta is over $25 million that we just bring to the city. That's a big deal,
right?
You know what I'm saying? So that's hospitality, that's valet, that's hotels, that's Airbnb, that's
That's parking. Cars, you see my boys out here hustling the parking.
Yeah. Come on now.
I love, you know what I'm saying? I didn't want to interrupt, but I was like, I love that it. You literally got to come right through Fourth Ward.
That's right.
To get over here.
That's right.
Yeah. Come you get don't pass through the hood. Coming over here.
And that's so beautiful. As an Atlanta native, like, I was telling Los when we were riding over, like, my mama grew up on Boulevard. You know what I mean? Little girl in the project. So just to be riding through to come to a Black-owned event at this magnitude and to be, as a creator, a Black creative, doing dope work with brands that see the potential and the value in us, it's just a real moment.
It is, absolutely. You know, even backwards being here, I mean, this was brought here by a Black-owned agency, you know what I'm saying? The, you know, some of the other brands that we work with, we got Procter & Gamble out here, we got Coca-Cola and Sprite out here, you know what I'm saying? The executives that's out here from those companies that understand the importance of this are Black. Like, we've been pushing One Music Fest to brands for years, you know, but the problem is the people that was in those offices that we were talking to don't look like us.
Right.
So they don't understand the value. We set the trends. You know what I'm saying? From goddamn the TVs in your cars. We was doing that before it was called the entertainment package.
20s. 20s you know? Are stock before,
reels
now.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, you want the factory package or you want the sport package? We started that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So we set the trends, but we don't get credit for that. You know what I'm saying? So certain executives understand our importance to the culture, to economics, to the economy. So they understand the importance of what we're doing here and Black culture altogether.
Yeah, I think it takes other Black creatives like yourself that start ideas to make sure they're intentional about incorporating us and highlighting us in the best way possible the entire way through. And I know that you also have like an HBCU background graduating from FAMU.
Yeah.
So did that... going to an HBCU ever shape your mind or thought process when it came to like how you went about your business?
I mean, shit, changed my life going to FAMU. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I grew up, my younger years, I was in Harlem, and then coming to Atlanta still was a Black experience, but I ain't never seen nothing like FAM at that age. I saw FAMU for the first time when I was like 15. I saw the campus, beautiful Black people everywhere, educated Black folks, palm trees. It blew my mind. You know, I was meeting Black folks from Portland, Black folks from London, Black folks from Toronto, you know what I'm saying?
Like, Delaware.
Delaware. Folks you don't, you know? So understanding that, you know, the different cultures and energies of that Black experience in different cities, all culminating in one spot in Tallahassee, Florida. But you know what? It was very similar to One Music Fest. It was a safe place to win and a safe place to fail. And a safe place to collaborate with other Black folks, you know, like-minded Black folks. And that was really one of the reasons for One Music Fest as well. How do I bring us all together, you know what I'm saying, and kind of create that connectivity? And I just think so much powerful stuff comes from connectivity and that intersection of Blackness and culture.
How hard was it to miss FAMU homecoming this year?
Bruh.
You got the One Music Fest the same weekend.
Bruh. Yeah, I got a call from the university. They was really like, what the fuck are you doing? And I was like, oh, shit. But it was the only weekend that was available for Piedmont Park to do it. So my wife went to Spelman. They homecoming this weekend. FAMU's this weekend.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was getting it left and right, man. But actually, this is a homecoming, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, I got my kids... 11 years old running around out here. My mom's out here.
Working.
You know what I'm saying? Out here wilding out. You know what I'm saying? Smelling the, you know, smelling
the essence.
The essence. Yeah, all the essence. You know, in the element. You know what I'm saying? So, and that's what a homecoming is. It's multi-generational. It's music. It's fun. It's food. And connectivity. Yeah.
Now, who's doing the official merch for One Music Fest?
Who's doing the official merch?
Yeah, because I got this company that I want to pitch.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I heard about them.
I'm just letting you know.
Yeah. We should figure that out.
I'll connect you with my people.
You got somebody.
Yeah, I got a great
please,
team.
Well, please connect us. We can figure that out.
Connect you with.
Yeah, I heard you got some dope designers on your squad.
Most definitely do.
I love it. Yeah.
Yeah, man, that's 100,000 people.
That's a lot of bodies.
We're missing out on some revenue. We can't be missing no revenue.
Oh, so that's the businessman. He see the numbers. You say the numbers, he see the numbers.
Yeah, he's a visionary.
Yeah.
this has been amazing. I think that it's just so dope just to, like, really, how does your family take it all in? Like you said, they running around out here, they enjoying the party. Do your kids really realize the impact that you are having on the culture with an event like this? Or do they not really know you?
I think it's like, I think when you were a kid, I think you were in certain environments and, you know, it just feels special. So I know it, to them it feels special. Mm-hmm. But representation is hella important, you know what I'm saying? So for them to see this at a young age, you know, black businesses, entrepreneurs, black talent, and to see it, you know, in a safe environment like this, you know, I think it's important for them to see and experience. You know what I'm saying? We ain't really had them. I ain't had this as a kid coming up.
I was
going
to say, even as adults, like me and my homegirl, she another host, radio personality. We stopped over here yesterday, and we just stopped for a second and looked around. She was like, wow, everybody black that I can see. Like, everybody where I can see is black. This is dope. And we working, and we get money, and we having fun, and we enjoying ourselves. We safe. So it's like, even as adults, like you said, because we didn't grow up with it and see it, we're like, man, this is amazing, and it really empowers us as people to know that we can, because I think black businesses or events sometimes get such a bad rep with our customer service, or if we have the logistics down all the way right the first time. But what advice would you give to other creatives or entrepreneurs that's starting, that's like, hey, maybe I don't got it all together right now, but I'm trying to figure it out, because One Music Fest didn't start at Piedmont.
Nah, not at all. I would say persistent to keep going. You know what I'm saying? I mean, when y'all started the podcast, like how many listeners, how many streams y'all get? Like, that's a real question. Versus like where y'all at now. But I think the name of the game is consistency. You know what I'm saying? And you knew the end game. I don't know if you knew that you're going to be selling millions of dollars of merch.
Stop,
you know
what I'm saying? Numbers.
You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry. Let me not blow here. Security.
We did all right.
but you know, but y'all had no idea that it's gonna lead to tours, that's gonna lead to the merch business, that's gonna lead to, you know, having your own digital platform. You know what I'm saying? So I think it's consistency, man. I think it's you're gonna hit some bumps, you know what I'm saying? Y'all done changed the office, the location of the studios for whatever reason, you know. We changed location for the festival for whatever reason, you know. I mean, hell, we lost money the first 5 years. And if I would have stopped, you know, shit, we wouldn't be sitting here right now. So I think it's just consistency. A lot of times we try to talk to people that's, I don't want to say above us, but maybe more powerful and in a better position.
More resources.
With more resources. But sometimes the resources is just looking left and right.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's what I had to do. Because initially with the idea, you know what I'm saying, I went to a big-ass company with this idea because I knew I needed a lot of money to pull this thing off. And they was like, that shit ain't gonna work. I said, all right, cool. And these were folks that didn't look like us. And so I said, let me just go to the homies then. My homie over here, he's in the music industry. My homie over here owns a couple of venues. My homie over here has a transportation business. My homie over here understands lights and production. Well, hell, why can't we just figure this out together?
We gotta pull together.
We gotta pull together. My mayor, black. Let me call and get the permits from them and the license that I need. So I just use the resources around me, and I said, fuck it, you know, we'll do it ourselves.
Right.
And that's really what it was. It's just staying consistent and sometimes looking lateral instead of looking up all the time. Yeah.
So what's the next step? Are we gonna take this thing to the media, or are we gonna put One Music Fest on? Is it a TV show? Is it a live stream? What's the next step?
That is, yeah. So definitely, so we got a few folks out here now that's kind of examining One Music Fest for the live stream experience. So I would say next year probably will be live stream. We're going to do a spinoff event in the Southwest as well. And there's a lot of cameras out here. So there's a documentary being discussed and put together now as well. Yeah.
Would you be interested in doing like a One Music Fest, like an old school type?
An old school joint.
Like an oldies One Music
Fest. We just had El DeBarge.
I was jamming with El DeBarge.
Yeah, but I'm saying the whole joint.
But like just classic. Nothing but like Isley Brothers.
You said just us?
Classics.
Patty.
Classics.
Yeah.
When you say classics, give me an example of the classics.
That cleanup, that Saturday morning cleanup
like
music.
Like, I'm telling you the people, yeah. Like, you got Jill Scott's, you got Patti LaBelle's, you yeah. got Diana Ross, you got Elder Barge, you got Isley Brothers. Like, just... You know.
I think that exists to a point. I think that already exists. But I love the idea of
not
having
the Jay Carter version though.
But this is the Jay Carter version, right? So it is Janet Jackson.
I get what you're saying. You know what I'm saying?
I think that's the power of it, man.
Yeah.
Like when you go to like a festival like at No Shade to Rolling Loud, you know what I'm saying? You
and
know,
ain't nobody even Rolling Loud. Yeah.
Oh, they rolling loud on that motherfucker. They rolling. But it's young, right?
Right.
Like, if I was to go there, I'd probably be like, man, get me the fuck out of this mosh pit. You know what I'm saying? But I think when you have, you know, an experience where you got a Cimino fan base, a Megan fan base, that also can pull up and enjoy somebody like a Elder Barge, somebody like a Janet Jackson, somebody like a Big Daddy Kane on the other stage. Like, it almost should feel like a Roman museum of black culture.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, open these young minds up to like, yeah, that sample you heard on that track that you love, that Travis track. Yeah, that was Elder Barge, young cat. Yeah. That was that came from Brand Nubian, who just performing on that stage. So I
saw Brand Nubian out here yesterday.
Yeah, Pooh was just walking around, chilling.
Sadat X yeah. came over here.
Oh, he came, okay. Y'all yeah. grabbed him?
Lord Jamar. Everybody yeah. came through.
On his couch?
Yeah, they came through.
I love that shit.
That was awesome.
That's what it's supposed to be, man.
Were you intentional about that from the start of it, though? Like, I wanted to be all-inclusive of hip-hop.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, the tagline from day one was unity through music. And, I think there's so much more power that we gain from collaborative efforts. You know what I'm saying? So if I only move in certain spaces, then I'm only gonna get what I'm gonna get from that group. You know what I'm saying? But now if I put y'all in a space with, y'all got Procter & Gamble standing over here. Procter & Gamble is the biggest advertiser, not in America, in the world. In the world. Like, they dwarf everybody in marketing dollars by billions of dollars. You know what I'm saying? Like, would you be in that space at a Rolling Loud? Probably not.
Probably
you know what
not.
I'm saying?
You but need to tell them to come over here and holler
and
at
sit
me.
On the couch.
And bring me about $600 million. I got some stuff I need right. to advertise.
You know what I'm saying? So I think it's being... I think getting out of what we're used to and being in different spaces is
yeah, but like you powerful, said, we man. Need the spaces to be able to do that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what it... No, it is Absolutely. That for sure. And I think you don't even realize how you do need it because as a creative, myself and other young musician, Money Long, we were over there watching Janet last night.
Yeah, she
And we were
channel.
Like, this is so amazing that we get to learn from another... And she's telling me how she's learning as an artist yeah. right now watching her. And I'm telling her, like, even as a creative... I'm learning from her performance and how she yeah. engages in it. Other little things. So like you said, just bridging that gap, even as on the creative side, like to bring old school and new school or just, you know what I mean? Wrapping it all together. That's really dope. I like how intentional you were throughout the entire process.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. So
man, and after seeing how you rock and how you put stuff together, I hate that it's only one time that we get to come here and kick
yeah,
it.
Yeah, so do I, man. So do I.
This need to be quarterly, man.
It's a large undertaking, man. So it's hell just to put this one together. So
I know.
But we got another one coming. So we're going to be one in the spring, and then we're going to have this in the fall.
Okay.
Yeah.
The double up.
Yeah,
well, what you want to leave us with before we... Because we can literally talk all day.
All day long,
and pick
man.
Your brain,
yeah.
man.
So when y'all going to turn off the mics and just have fun, man?
We do that in between guests. We working right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is for the culture. We are
Understood.
Documenting.
Okay.
And it's not like we're sitting over here and we're not doing something important. This has to be done.
Understood.
Somebody has to be here, especially with the way that media is going. Somebody got to be here grabbing people, getting some tidbits, getting some drops, and you know, documenting this. They
I
might
agree.
Look at this footage 50 years from now.
That's
and
right.
Be like, man, Jay Carter was cool as hell. You see what he said on there?
Yeah.
And well, it's not often that you get to have these type of talks with the people in charge.
Who behind got, the scenes. Behind the scenes.
With the pull up. Yeah, man. So we making history, too.
Yes, we are. And you all are very important to the culture and history as well, man. And to media. Yeah. And to media. We need these voices and these channels. Absolutely.
Most definitely.
Thank y'all.
We most
Thank
definitely appreciate you pulling that. Up to Lose, the Backwoods Lounge backstage. Yep.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate you.
And we out of here, man. Yeah. 85 South Show, Bree Renee, Jay Carter, Backwoods backstage. We out.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.